Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from the gospel lesson with special emphasis on the following words. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." This is our text. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, as human beings, we have five basic senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. The sensing organs associated with each sense send information to the brain to help us understand and perceive the world around us. In our text for today, the sense of hearing, sight, touch, smell, and taste are all in play. The disciples hear Jesus speak, and he invites them to touch him, and then they see with their eyes that he is indeed resurrected in the flesh. While they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them, engaging the senses both of the smell of a fish boil and the taste of fish. The disciples understand and perceive through the resurrected senses of both themselves and Jesus, then, that Christ is risen. Now, the Apostle Paul reminds us that apart from Christ, we are dead in our trespasses and sins, and that includes our senses. People dead in their trespasses and sins cannot hear, see, feel, smell, or taste the holy things of God, the things that come from out of this world, from God himself in heaven. The Apostle Paul writes about us, apart from Christ, quote, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." The prophet Jeremiah identifies us as, apart from Christ, foolish and senseless people who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but hear not. Jesus said, quote, "Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive.'" It's like a few of the complications of COVID-19. Remember them? Except in the case of unbelief, we lose our sense of smell and taste when it comes to perceiving the sacred things of God. Now, while we fail to perceive and understand the kingdom of God apart from the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do perceive the things of a fallen world. We understand them. All five of our senses send the clear message that we are overcome by sin and death, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Absolutely nothing. Let's talk about our senses. There's taste, right? The taste of the fruit of sin. Think about that. It's a bitter pill. Ever had something bitter where it just, ugh? Or eaten something that just really affected you physically, right? Something really hot? You think about, there are things that you can taste that might taste good, but they kill you. They're poisons. Taste can be a bitter pill, the taste of death in this world. And then there's smell. Smell is an interesting thing, isn't it? When you smell something, it tends to stick with you. I remember in high school, I went on a winter formal, and my dad did me a favor. He said, Tim, I know you're driving. You can take the new car. Even had the new smell of a new car, right? You can take, we were double dating, you can take your friends to the formal, you can drive, and you can take the new car. Well, things were going great until my buddy's girlfriend lit up a cigarette in the back. Later that night, after I'd dropped them all off, in the cold of the winter of Sheboygan, I had all the windows open. I drove a little too fast, thinking I could get rid of that smell. Well, in our house, I was one of five kids, last one in, first one up, so I was the first one up. My dad said to me, who was smoking in the car? You can't get that stuff out. I remember, too, one time, the smell of burning flesh or decaying flesh, that doesn't leave you either. One time I had a wart taken off and they burned it and the smell went into my nostrils. And as I'm leaving, having taken care of the insurance, they said, are you okay? And of course I lied. I said, oh, I'm fine. And then I walked out and the elevator opened and I went down. Elevator closed behind me. And no one knew how dumb I was until today. Smell sticks with you, doesn't it? And bad smells stick with you. There's touch, too. Ever touched a cold body? A cold body of someone you love and care about? It's just not right. But we have that sense, don't we? We can tell when someone's dead. Our ears, we hear all sorts of lies, don't we? We hear all sorts of people saying such terrible things, and maybe we do too, about others. We hear these things and they bring us down. They hurt. And then there's sight. The sight of carnage, whether it be from a car accident, an airplane accident, or the battlefield of a war. It's horrendous. You see, this fallen world, because of our sin, it affects all of our senses. We clearly perceive them. But that's why Jesus came into the world, because he wants us to perceive and understand that there are good things to touch, to see, to hear, to smell, good things to taste. He has come to make it possible for you to use all five senses when it comes to the kingdom of God. Jesus said of those who believe, that is, who receive his gifts, the gifts that he won for us in his suffering, death, and resurrection, he says, not cursed, but blessed. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And it could be added, blessed are your mouths, which I touch with my body and blood, right? We are bodied and blooded with the resurrected Lord in the flesh. Blessed are you when you touch all of that, as the psalmist reminds us, when we taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed are your noses. Blessed are your noses, for as the Apostle Paul reminds us, we now smell not the fragrance of death, but the fragrance of life. Our senses, all five of them, are resurrected by and with the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So by hearing, we receive the gifts that our Lord gives. His word gives and bestows what it says. Let there be light, and we see light. This is how his word works. So first he opens our ears to hear his words. words that are spirit and life that give us the new life which he won for us in his suffering, death, and resurrection. And we taste now through this word of Christ. We taste the best of meats and the finest of wines, our Lord's body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. And we smell the good things of life, the fragrance of life. I always love at Easter, that first service when we start in the gym, and as we walk in, as we process into the place of life, you know, if you want to, you know, remember death and remember what was and no longer is, go to a cemetery. If you want life now and in the future, come to the sanctuary, the place where God gives us eternal life. But on that journey, and by the way, in the ancient times, the church would lead people out of the cemetery into the sanctuary, following the Paschal candle. That's why it's lit today, by the way. Jesus was alive and well for walking the earth for 40 days. And then alive and well, he ascended into heaven to be with us in a new way. But we mark his presence among us in the flesh for these 40 days of Easter, how he ate and drank and touched the people of God with his touch of life. We mark that. But as you come out of the gym and into the sanctuary, before you get here, it smells like Easter. You can smell the Easter lilies. The other day, I didn't realize Darlene had put a Easter lily behind the couch. And I was like, smells like life. It smells good. And I looked behind me, and there was an Easter lily. Yeah. A reminder that something that is dead in the ground, that it rises and blooms anew. Wow. We bloom anew with eternal life with God and one another throughout all eternity, and the joy of his life that conquers death. And there's touch, the touch of the holy things for the holy ones, right? The touch that delivers love and care that comes from God. And then there's the sight. Sight. Where we see the Word of God at work among us in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, kindness, and on and on and on. And that's really what our Stephen ministry is about, right? Going and bringing individual care, blessing, sending someone into someone who's dealing with something difficult, sending someone in with flesh and blood care. See, we're part of the body of Christ here, and we all are called to do this, not just the Stephen ministry caregivers, but there you see the fruit of the Spirit, where we love one another, even our enemies, even those who seek to hurt us, because that's what the love of God is really all about. And we find in Scripture here that Jesus not only opened the disciples' minds to understand the Scriptures, okay, but all their senses, so that they could perceive the reality that God in Christ had come in the flesh to deliver his forgiveness, life, and peace to them, and through their witness to the entire world. That's called apostolic ministry. The apostles were eyewitnesses to Christ. And then in the Acts of the apostles, we see his love and his care being brought into the hearts and lives of others, even in miraculous ways, as we heard in our first lesson today. But notice what the apostle says. He said, this isn't from us. We're simply sent ones to say what he says. And through his word, he opens our ears and eyes and mouths. And he makes it so that we know that God is among us, even through our senses. Jesus does the same for us today, for like the disciples, we've been, quote, clothed with power from on high. For them, it was Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. For us, it was in the water and word of the font of our baptism into Christ. That's why the apostle says, do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his, with resurrected senses, senses that were meant to perceive and understand all of the goodness of God. The proclamation of repentance for the forgiveness of sins that began in Jerusalem is now proclaimed here. It's called apostolic ministry. We are not witnesses of Christ walking the earth, but we are sent to say what they said, sent to say what Jesus says. For the words that he speaks are spirit and their life. They give and bestow what they say. And they do it through you, too, as members of the priesthood of all believers. As his word has its way in your life, you resurrect the senses of others to taste and see that the Lord is good. So today, with our resurrected senses of hearing, sight, touch, smell, and taste, we understand and perceive that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.